Welcome to the Line Life Podcast. I'm Jeff Postlewaite of T&D World, and today we're bringing you more stories of the grit, courage, and inspirational teamwork that it takes to be a line worker.
Thank you for tuning in to the T&D World Line Life Podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. My name is Amy Fishbach, and I'm the head of content for T&D World and also the host of the Line Life Podcast. Before I dive into today's episode, I invite you to become part of our Line Life podcast community by searching for the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app or going to linelife.podbean.com and clicking follow in the top right. We air interview-style episodes on the first and third Fridays of each month and also audio stories in our In Case You Missed It series featuring articles that appeared in our print magazine on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. If you have a comment on this episode or a suggestion for a future guest, please reach out to me. You can email me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Lineman World. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's move on to today's episode. Welcome back to the In Case You Miss It series for the Line Life Podcast. Here at T&D World, we love showcasing stories of how utilities are using technology in an innovative way. And for our March 2026 issue of T&D World magazine, we focus on the technology and best practices for training underway at ComEd. Today's article is titled ComEd's Advanced Substation Training and Grid Expansion, and it was written and is narrated by me, Amy Fishbach. ComEd's Advanced Substation Training and Grid Expansion. ComEd launched a new simulated substation control room to train its engineers in a safe and controlled setting. For the past century, the power grid has illuminated and powered America, and line crews have built and rebuilt infrastructure. That same grid, however, must now support growing technology and power needs from remote work and learning to electric vehicle or EV charging and artificial intelligence or AI queries. These electrification trends, along with data centers and advanced manufacturing, are contributing to unprecedented demand for electric power in Northern Illinois and across the nation, said Angie Schuler, Director of Testing and Commissioning Engineering for ComEd. Additional substations and expansions are needed to meet this rising demand. ComEd has tackled this challenge head-on with a long-range strategy plan, which outlines a path to strengthen and modernize the grid through advanced technologies, predictive maintenance, and automation to keep power reliable, resilient, and affordable for all customers. Another pillar in the plan is a focus on training the workforce. To that end, ComEd recently launched a 2,800-square-foot testing and commissioning engineering or TCE lab, complete with fiber ring network and cabling infrastructure, control panels, relay cabinets, and SCADA devices. Within the complete interconnected substation control room, engineers who work on transmission and substation projects can train in a safe, controlled setting without the risk of impacting the live grid. The TCE lab compresses the timeline for workforce readiness, as engineers can gain confidence and be prepared for real project work in about a year, depending on project needs instead of several years, said Bill Therault, Manager of Technical Development for ComEd. The simulated substation control room will prove invaluable to preparing ComEd engineers for supporting the growing transmission and substation projects across Northern Illinois to upgrade and protect the electric grid. Designing the lab environment. Through benchmarking efforts, ComEd knew the best learning environment matches what engineers see in their job every day. Our TCE team works in substations, and we began to dream of a training environment that mimicked a typical substation control house, Schuler said. Carla Frey, the Vice President of Transmission and Substation Engineering at ComEd, encouraged the team to dream big. We now have not only a simulated control house with multiple voltage levels, but also a classroom area that makes for a dynamic learning environment, Schuler said. Before the lab opened its doors, most of the training revolved around learning about one device at a time using different classrooms and requiring instructors to lug around equipment for classes. We did have some designated space in Chicago at ComEd's Training Center with some substation control house panels to provide a more system view, Schuler said. It was equipment patched together and not representative of our standard configurations. To attend the session, some of the engineers had to make a 4-hour drive round trip, which made for long days of training. The new TCE lab, however, is now centrally located in the ComEd territory and more easily accessible for all the team members. The simulated control room and TCE lab are located in a facility that was under renovation, and the team was able to stake out more than 2,800 square feet for the space. The engineers can now learn about protection and communication devices within a whole system, just as they would see in the field. The simulated control house was based on ComEd's common protection schemes for 345 kV, 138 kV, and 12 kV systems, including transmission line protection and transformer differential schemes. The TCE lab was designed from ComEd substation standards, including today's latest technology and common protection devices, like electromechanical relays, still in operation today, Schuler said. Since it is simulated to be exactly what they will encounter in the field, there's voltage, current, and contacts driven by a full DC battery system. Our technical development program provides a theory in classroom. Then the students can stand up and practice working with the devices they just learned about. We found this to be so successful in ingraining knowledge to the new engineers on how to do their job, expediting the time it takes to get engineers qualified to perform different tasks. Practicing skills. By training in a simulated environment rather than in the field, the engineers can ensure that customers aren't impacted if an error is made. Because TCE is a field engineering team, a mistake in the field can lead to an outage for lots of customers, Schuler said. Error traps can be created in the lab intentionally for learning purposes. This really keeps even the seasoned pros on their toes. The engineers can practice routine maintenance tasks like relay testing to ensure proficiency before getting to the field. Additionally, full commissioning testing for protection and control systems is taught. We practice commissioning testing best practice, Theralt said. This type of testing is much more detailed and ensures every connection, setting, and function of the scheme is correct and functional. We also practice troubleshooting and fixing common issues that occur from failure or construction errors or possible design errors. Because the space is versatile and inclusive, ComEd can organize scheduled training programs for groups of engineers as well as one-on-one training exercises. The training can also be customized for both newer and established employees, depending upon the topic and purpose. Focusing on safety and new technology. Another aspect of the training is focused on event-free performance. By focusing on techniques and processes, engineers can avoid an error that could result in an inadvertent operation or safety event. ComEd offers one-on-one labs to ensure each engineer is using proper techniques to work safely and without impact to customers. These techniques and methods are referred to as the Operating Incident Mitigation, or OIM, principles, stressing the importance of a questioning attitude. These principles help engineers perform their standard testing and commissioning tasks successfully, as well as navigate complex troubleshooting in a systematic approach to avoid misoperations, Theralt said. Our TCE lab is the most realistic representation of a substation control house compared to any lab we've ever seen. This lab also helps the engineers to keep on top of rapidly changing technology in substations. For example, over time, the technology has moved from electromechanical devices to microprocessor relays, which added communications and SCADA. The TCE lab has the legacy devices as well as the newest, which is exactly what the engineers will encounter in the field. For example, ComEd is deploying the latest in IEC 61850 technology for both greenfield and brownfield substations. As technology continues to advance, the utility company anticipates updating the TCE lab to ensure the lab continues to provide the best learning environment for engineers. Expanding the training options. ComEd is responding to a rapid rise in electric power demand by expanding transmission infrastructure to meet the needs of its customers. Case in point, its recently filed multi-year grid plan outlines investments for 70 substation upgrades and construction projects. The new TCE lab allows for us to get our new engineers up to speed faster to help support this workload increase, as well as teach them about the latest technology, Schuler said. ComEd continues to invest in its employees, allowing for career progression and personal growth. For example, the distribution automation team is also looking to develop their own simulated environment to take their skill development to the next level. The TCE lab has really set the bar for how to create a space for technical development, Theralt said. It's been a game changer for how we think and do technical development for our field engineers that work in substations. This article also included a sidebar titled ComEd's Long Range Plan Connects Customers to Tomorrow. ComEd is not only focusing on the needs of its customers today, but also in the future. Its long range plan highlights the following three key areas to modernize the grid. Number one, people. The utility is focusing on empowering communities and customers by allowing them to manage costs and benefit from new technologies. Number two, power. ComEd is also working on securing an efficient and durable grid that is more safe, intelligent, resilient, and reliable. Number three, progress. The company is advancing clean energy and economic goals for the state of Illinois. ComEd strives for an equitable energy transition with a grid capable of delivering 100% clean energy. To read this article online, please go to tdworld.com/safety-and-training. Also, I'd love to hear what's going on at your utility in terms of training your field workforce. Please reach out to me at afishbach@endeavorb2b.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn or on Instagram at Lyman World. I'd love to hear from you and put you and your training program in the spotlight. Also, for our September 2026 Lyman Supplement, we'll once again feature an article on training. Last year, we focused on the pre-apprentices, and this year, we're shifting the spotlight to the line instructors themselves, those journeyman linemen who decided to make the jump to the training department after spending their careers in the field. Look for that on a future episode of the Line Life podcast. And if you're at the International Linemen's Rodeo Week this fall in Kansas City, you can pick up your copy of the supplement at the T&D World booth, where I'll also be recording interviews for future Line Life podcast episodes. I'd love to have you as a guest, so come on by. Also, new for this year, we'll have special temporary tattoos for your families, with special ones for your kids, and also one for line wives, which were all designed by Nikki's daughter, Grace, specifically for the Lyman's Rodeo attendees. For our Line Life podcast guests, you'll get a special Line Life podcast sticker, which you can put on your hard hat or wear around the rodeo to show that you've been on the Line Life podcast. We'll also have other prizes available at our booth, as well as the opportunity to participate in a drawing. So please come on by, and we'd love to meet you and your family and your team. Again, line workers, make sure you stay safe out in the field, and we look forward to seeing you at the International Lineman's Rodeo Week this October. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast, produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B. Be sure to subscribe or follow the Line Life podcast in your favorite podcasting app so new episodes will be delivered straight to you. For more insights, you can visit our website at tdworld.com/podcasts or linelife.podbean.com. You can also connect with us by following us on Instagram at Lyman World or on Facebook, LinkedIn, or X. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Line Life podcast.